The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. It's episode number 36. It must be the bomb. That's going to be the name of our episode. I'm Alan Newsom, your host, and you can find our podcast at mayberry.com/podcast. So drop by there if you haven't been. It's the site's been redesigned. Maybe you'll enjoy it. And we got a poll there that just how many times a week do you listen to this episode? Or okay, not a week. But how often do you listen? Once a month? Once a week? Never? I guess if you don't ever, you won't hear me asking. But drop by and take our poll. Just drop by mayberry.com/podcast. We'd love to see you there. This episode, we're going to talk about Opie's newspaper, at least something that happened in that episode. It's when Barney mentions it must be the bomb. Did you ever wonder what that meant? Well, we're going to tell you tonight. Before we get into that, let's talk about weaversdepartmentstore.com. Weaversdepartmentstore.com has all your Mayberry needs. Boy, anything you might want. They've got trivia books. They have reference books, which are great because, you know, I don't know all the trivia. Reference books is the key, folks. You can look it up. But one of them we're going to talk about tonight is Mayberry 101. So drop by Weaver's Department Store and pick up a copy. You will really enjoy it. There's also T-shirts, DVDs, just all kinds of stuff. Just drop by and browse around. It's just fun to see everything they've got. Well, let's get on into the episode here. Opie's newspaper was filmed number episode 153. It also aired number 153. Just to clear that up, because some people are confused at times. If you see an episode guide on the internet or in one of the books, they're listed, or the episodes are numbered in two different ways. Some people list them in the episode order that they were filmed, and some people list them by the way they were aired. We try at the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club to do the episodes in the order they were aired and number them in that way, but it's confusing at times. So you may see an episode that has one number in one episode guide and a different number for the episode number in another guide. Well, that's because one used the aired order and one used the filmed. So just keep that in mind whenever you're looking through episode guides of The Andy Griffith Show. Opie's newspaper was filmed 153, as I'd said, and it aired originally in 1965, March 22nd. And the writer was Harvey Bullock. And you'll remember I spoke about Harvey Bullock in a few episodes ago about what did the mirror say to the dresser? A lot of folks had wondered that. And if you want to know what they said, go back and listen to that episode because it's really nice bit of Mayberry trivia. In Opie's newspaper, for those that don't remember, Opie was taking his cue from the adults to spice up a penny newspaper that he and his friend Howie were publishing with gossip that he'd overheard. When Barney and the Taylors get a look at the new issue, they have to scramble to collect the copies before they're read by the rest of the town. So you remember that a little. Okay, well, in the episode, Opie delivers his first edition of the Mayberry Sun, his newspaper, to Andy and then to Barney at the courthouse. Opie reports that he's having a hard time selling his paper, so Barney and Andy try to help him, you know, branch out and tell him he needs to branch out in your coverage. You know, what's hot in the fifth grade is not hot downtown. Barney was referring to a girl in it. You know, Opie and Howie, they take that to heart, and they set out to figure out, okay, what do people want to read? And they're looking through the paper and they say, well, they don't read this section. They don't read this section. And Howie goes, hey, this is what my parents read. And Opie goes, Mayberry After Midnight. Aunt Bee reads that one too. That's the first thing she reads. So they realize that this is the gossip section of the paper. And this is what people like to read. They go out and right after they finish their first run, of the revised paper. Opie delivers them early that morning to Andy and Barney and Aunt Bee in the Taylor's kitchen at breakfast time. Opie leaves them with the paper and goes out to place a free copy on everyone in Mayberry's hands, or, you know, in most cases on their front porch, because he's wanting to get everybody hooked on them and then start selling them to people. Well, it was right after he left. Andy and Barney were sitting there, and Aunt Bee was standing drying the dishes or something like that. And Barney and Andy have this small conversation.
Nice day, you know that?
Well, it seems a little warm to me.
Well, the weather's been changing so much lately. Must be the bomb.
Must be the bomb. All right, well, the question we had before was, what did Barney mean when he was talking about the hot weather and said, it must be the bomb? Well, we got two parts of this, actually. So the first part, and maybe even three parts, is from Everett Greenbaum. He's another writer from the Andy Griffith Show, and he answered this part. He said, this was from a very common expression during the post-World War period. Back then, as some of you have mentioned, talking about people that had written in, people ascribed every unusual happenstance as an aftermath of the bomb. It was a worldwide apprehension. I went to a theater in London during a monstrous downpour. I said to the doorman, nasty weather, what? He immediately said, well, you know the line. So that's what Everett said. Harvey came in and he said this. This was something he wrote to us. And he said, yes, it was a common misconception, which Barney probably shared with many. But somehow, reading the script 30 years later, I wince a bit at getting General Mayberry associating unnecessarily, even in a minor way, with the topical and tragic. Maybe my years and eyes have made me a softy. That's what Harvey had to say. That's what he had written to us on the Digest. On the Andy Griffith Show, Reenactors Club, we have the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore Digest I've mentioned before. Go back in one of the episodes if you'd like to hear about it. But he went on, and I mentioned earlier, there's a book by Neil Brower called Mayberry 101. And he reviews and talks with a lot of the writers from the Andy Griffith Show about the episodes. And this is on on page 423 of Mayberry 101, where Neil is discussing this episode in this particular line with Harvey. And here's what Harvey said there. He says, Barney's line about it must have been the bomb was an off-stated casual throwaway line in the aftermath of World War II, which is basically what Everett had said. That's what Harvey said here. Harvey goes on to say, when I see it now in the script, I wince. It was ill-advised because I labored to keep topical items out of Mayberry. The writers were able to present Mayberry as a small Eden, which time had passed by. I tried not to make references to anything that would date the stories. Also, any reference to the bomb was negative and unnecessary. Anyway, so that was Harvey Bullock, the writer, the guy who wrote those lines. That was his comments about that particular statement when Barney was talking about the bomb. Let me go on to tell you, Everett Greenbaum, as I said, he was one of the writers as well. Well, Harvey had this to say about Everett, and I thought this was pretty funny because his comments were, Ev Greenbaum, a star is born. This is from Harvey talking about Everett. He says, everybody has a little streak of ham in him, the desire to hear laughs and to hypnotize an audience. Everett got his first chance when he attended a rehearsal for the Mr. Peepers show. I should mention that Everett was one of the writers for Mr. Peepers. An actor was missing. It was almost airtime, so the producer grabbed Everett saying, you wrote the script, you know the lines, you do it. And Everett did. It was a tiny part, just a line or two, but the producers were impressed. He suggested Ev and Jim Fritzell, which is Everett's writing partner, write a script with a sizable part for Everett, and they did. Well, the show went on featuring Cyril Richards. That was the part Everett was going to play. Everett got his cue. He stepped onto the set, took a breath, and then froze solid. His mind went completely, totally zero. and this was on live TV, no retakes. Wally Cox and Alice Ghostly quickly went on stage and ad-libbed, hoping Everett would regain his memory. No such luck. Mercifully, the cast finally rescued Everett, but he had developed a deep aversion and embarrassment about performing, which lasted 20 years. Today, he's over it, and Bythley takes on sitcom roles and TV commercials. So I thought that was pretty interesting. You may remember Everett Greenbaum. He was, he was a judge on Matlock. I think it was Judge Katz. I think was the part, may not have been, but he was one of the judges on Matlock that was on there fairly often. So you might want to watch for him, see him on there. He was also on a Seinfeld episode where, if you watch that show, where I think it was George was getting chased by these old guys sitting on these scooter chairs, you know, that run, and Everett was one trying to hit him with a cane. I can remember that. So anyway, just a little bit of trivia for you guys. I thought you might enjoy it. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. We're finished. It's going to be a shorter one tonight, but hopefully you'll enjoy it. And I want to remind you, please write in. I'd love to hear your comments. I'd like to hear your thoughts and things that you'd like to hear about. And I'll go out there and try to see what I can find. And remember to drop by Weaver's Department Store. They'll appreciate it. And leave me a comment, as I said, by sending me an email at floyd@mayberry.com. Or you can send me a voicemail, which I'd love better. Call me up. It's toll free. It's 888-684-8415. Or you can just leave comments at mayberry.com/podcast there on the show notes. Now, I mentioned this before, and maybe nobody's noticed. Show notes, when I say that, I'm talking about going to the website. Because if you go to the website, I always put links and show notes there on the website. So you can go there and read them, and they'll give you links to the pictures or to the items maybe that I talk about on the particular episode. I try to put all that information right there for you, and so that you can go back later and look it up and find what I was talking about. So anyway, folks, I hope you enjoyed your visit to Mayberry, and we'll be with you next week on Two Chairs, No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Bye.